All About Espionage, Q&A. Welcome to the shady world of espionage. We sort intelligence officers from humble spies and look at what they really do. What is a spy?
There's a big difference between how the general public and intelligence agencies use the word spy. Most of us would say that James Bond is a spy, but espionage agencies would call him an intelligence officer, because in the real world, spies are members of the general public who steal secrets for a foreign power. For example, an American scientist selling research information to the Chinese is a Chinese spy. The words spy and agent are interchangeable in this way.
What are the dangers of being a spy?
Spying for a foreign country is an act of treason. Historically, and even today in many countries, the punishment for treason is death. The last execution for espionage in the USA was in 1953, when a couple called Julius and Ethel Rosenberg were convicted of passing information about the atomic bomb to the Soviet Union. In 2001, an FBI agent named Robert Hansen was caught spying for Russia for money in what the Bureau describes as possibly the worst intelligence disaster in U.S. history. To avoid the death penalty, he pleaded guilty and was sentenced to life without parole.
What does an intelligence officer really do?
An intelligence officer's job is to discover information about foreign powers that will help their home nation. They do this by using surveillance technology or by recruiting spies in the target country. There are many reasons why somebody agrees to give such information to another country. Some do it for money, or for ideological reasons, or because they are being coerced in some way. Some even do it for love. A honey trap is a type of surveillance operation where the intelligence officer's objective is to seduce the target and then get them to divulge sensitive information.
What is a double agent?
Sometimes intelligence officers betray their own nation by secretly working for a foreign power. During the Cold War, Britain's MI6 employed several high-placed intelligence officers who were, in fact, communist sympathizers and secretly working for the Soviet KGB. These traitors within intelligence agencies are more popularly known as moles. But the term double agent can also refer to someone who pretends to spy for a foreign power by passing them sensitive information, but who is in reality loyal to their home nation and acting with the knowledge of their domestic espionage community. This is a way for one nation to mislead another by passing them disinformation. During the Second World War, double agents played a key role in convincing the Germans that the Allied landings were planned for Calais instead of Normandy on D-Day.
What is economic espionage?
It's stealing commercial information. For instance, for centuries, China was the only country that knew how to grow tea and manufacture silk and porcelain. These luxuries were in high demand in Europe, and China became very rich exporting them along the old trade route known as the Silk Road. But eventually, Europeans managed to steal the secrets of how these things were produced and began to make them for themselves. Today, the flow of information is in the other direction, as China is now extremely active in stealing secrets concerning Western technological research.
What is counterintelligence?
Each nation's espionage service targets other countries, but that means every nation is itself a target. This is why they all have agencies, such as the FBI in the USA or MI5 in the UK, whose responsibilities include defending the nation against foreign espionage. Their objective is to identify foreign intelligence officers and stop them from carrying out their missions, either by keeping them under close surveillance or expelling them from the country.
What is cyber espionage?
This is hacking, to use the popular name, and it has become a vast area of espionage. Every country is hacking each other's computer systems, but none on such an industrial scale as the Chinese. China has a bigger hacking program than every other nation combined, the director of the FBI said recently. If each one of the FBI's cyber agents and intelligence analysts focused on China exclusively, Chinese hackers would still outnumber our cyber personnel by at least 50 to 1.